Hello?
Hi, I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person
Yes.
who requested the call?
Yes, ma'am. I'm Reginald Shaw.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I was trying to... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to file a claim or reopen a claim. I had a claim already, but I didn't follow through with it because I ended up going into the hospital. And I need to see if I can reopen the claim for unemployment.
Okay. That's fine. I can do that with you. It takes about 15 minutes to do it over the phone.
Okay.
And what's your Social Security number?
It's 590-345136.
Okay, 590-345136.
Correct.
Thank you. And your first and last name again?
Reginald Shaw.
And your date of birth?
2/26/1970.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Faust, F-A-U-S-T.
And do you have a Alabama driver's license?
I don't have an Alabama driver's license. I have a ID card, which is not Alabama. It's Florida because I'm originally from Florida.
Okay, that's fine. What's your, hold on a minute, your Florida ID number?
Let me get it for you 1 second. Okay, it is S as in Sam, 00072270660.
Okay, thank you. And you're a male, correct?
Correct.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Or do you consider yourself disabled?
No, not really. I'm been in the hospital, so I actually filed for disability because I can't walk right now, but I'm not technically disabled.
Okay. Are you able to work at all?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
I graduated high school.
And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, either direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The benefits card takes an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that will be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I would prefer direct deposit.
Okay. And is this for a checking or a savings account?
It's going to be for a checking account.
And I'm going to need the routing number and the account number, please.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm sorry, it's coming up.
That's okay.
Okay, the routing number is 103-100-195.
Okay, that's 103-100-195.
That's correct. That's the routing number.
Okay, and the account number, please.
It's 248 160-330-416.
Okay, that is 103-103-100195.
Correct for the routing.
Okay, you know what? I apologize. Give me the account number one more time.
Okay, it's 248-160-330-416.
Okay. Account number 248-160-330-416.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And what is your mailing address?
It is 510 Howell Avenue. That's H-O-W-E-L-L, Howell Avenue in Selma, Alabama, 36701.
And is your home address the same as your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is a good telephone number for you?
786-201-4365.
Okay, that's 786-201-4365.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. And I've got your address is 510 Howell, H-O-W-E-L-L Avenue, Selma, Alabama, 36701.
Correct.
And it's necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment benefits. So I'm going to ask you some randomly generated questions, okay?
Okay.
According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you?
6'3".
Yeah, let me read these options to you. It's okay. 5'4", 5'7", 5'10", 6'3", or none of the above?
6'3".
Okay. And which of the following companies have you ever been associated with? Eastern Heating and Cooling, Exterior Systems Contractors, Olive Garden, Sanders Marketing, or none of the above?
Olive Garden, years ago.
And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? North Las Vegas, Boulder City, Sun Valley, Varrington, or none of the above?
North Las Vegas.
All right. And moving on, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
And what's the last day that you worked at your job?
It was March 22nd of 2021.
Okay, March 22nd, 2001.
No, 2021.
2021, that's what I meant to say. In my mind, I said 21. Does that count? Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Mentally, physically, I can work. Like I said, I'm going through some physical stuff right now, but I can work.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working on commission or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for school or training?
No.
Are you available for full-time work?
Yes.
Okay.
Full or part-time.
And are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
Yes.
And
I'm not receiving anything. I applied for it.
okay. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to work?
My last job was about 30 miles.
And what's the lowest hourly wage that you'll accept?
$13.
Do you obtain work through a union?
No.
And did your employer give you a date to return to work?
No.
And what was your job title?
Chef.
And are you seeking work in that same type of occupation?
I've been looking, but it doesn't matter which what kind of work it is.
Okay.
Like, yes.
And who was your last employer?
Atria, assisted living.
Okay, could that be holiday management?
Yes.
Okay. And I need a phone number for them, please.
I will have to look it up. I don't have any number at on the top of my head. If you give me a second, I can look it up.
Sure, thank you.
Okay. Okay, number that I have, let's see. So many different numbers here they got because they have so many different homes. Okay. One I have is giving it to me. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, the one I was working at is 334-605. 8154.
Okay, 334-605-8154.
Yes, that was in need the address.
No, I do not. When did you start working there?
I started working there October of 2020.
Okay. And your last day was?
March 22nd of 2021.
Okay. And what city was this in?
That's in Auburn. Auburn, Alabama.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
None of that.
And you're no longer working there because?
Because of a hospital situation, my leg injury.
Okay.
And he didn't bring me back. He just fired me.
So health reasons.
Yes. Well, injury.
Right. And who is, what's the name and title of the person who let you go?
Joel Burdett.
What's his title?
He was the facility manager.
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, I would. I'll have to deal with it later.
Yes, sir. And if you'll grab a pen and a piece of paper, I'm going to give you a temporary PIN number.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, your temporary PIN number is 3670.
3670. Okay.
Yes. And hold on to that pencil because I'm going to give you a couple more things to write down and then you'll be finished, okay?
Okay.
All right, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just filed also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to this website. You'll need to write this down.
Okay.
The first part of this website is all one word. It's Alabama Works, W-O-R-K-S. All
Wait,
one word.
My pen just ran out on me. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Are you still there, sir?
Hello?
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was
Okay.
trying to find a pen. I'm sorry. I put you on hold with my ear by accident.
That's okay. All right, are you ready?
Okay, yes. Go back to my page. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you need to write down this website. It's Alabama Works, all one word.
Alabama
WORKS.
Works.
Dot
Okay.
Alabama spelled out.
Dot Alabama.
Dot gov, GOV.
Dot. All right, that's Alabama Works.
Dot Alabama dot gov.
Alabama.gov. Okay, got it.
That's to update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim unemployment benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, then this is the website you're going to go to. You need to write this down. It's www.labor, L-A-B-O-R.
Wait a minute, www. Dot labor.
Dot Alabama spelled out.
Dot. Okay.
Dot gov, GOV.
Dot gov. Okay.
And if you choose to file your weekly certification over the phone, then this is the number you're going to call. It's 800-752-7389.
800, you say 752?
Yes.
And what was the last four?
7389.
89. Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday.
Okay.
And you're going to make your first certification beginning this Sunday, which is December 18th.
Okay, December 18th. Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about any of the information, you're going to call this number. It's 800-361-4524.
Okay.
And that completes your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
So I'm actually in that website for the last website you gave me was www.labor.alabama.gov.
Yes.
Okay. And I filed my first claim on December 18th.
This Sunday.
Sunday.
Every
and
Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Yes, sir. Every time Sunday rolls around, it starts a new week. You actually have from Sunday until Friday at 5 every week to file a certification.
Okay.
But most people
the
do
claim,
it on Sunday because it's easy to remember.
Okay, and the claim number is 800-752-7389.
Yeah, that's to cert. Yes, sir. That's to certify your weekly certification.
Okay. All righty then. Thank you
okay.
very much for your help.
Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. I hope you have a great day.
You too. You do the same. Thank you.
Thank
very
you.
Much.